Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Thunder Buddies podcast. I'm Eric Horn. I'm sitting in the Smoothie King Center, in a room in the Smoothie King Center, where they also do the NBA TV broadcast, or recordings, rather, when they have people on. I'm joined tonight, after the Thunder's 109-104 win over the Pelicans, by Barry Trammell. Barry, our colleague Brett Dawson's apparently got a little bit of a sore throat. Not going to hold it against him. Can't be on all the podcasts, so we'll give him a pass tonight.
Got cold up here while you were gone, Eric the Red.
I saw that.
It's like 37 degrees all day.
We got to get some consistency. I don't know when it's going to come. I don't know if it's coming this week. It's been too up and down.
This is not weather that I would be pleased with on Christmas Day, much less April 1st.
It's a little much, man. It's actually quite nice here. It's pleasant, and there's low humidity, which is my worst part, my worst fear about coming back to New Orleans, because this is the area I'm from, and it's just been beautiful, man. I think that the pretty weather that we had, you know, prior to me leaving, I think just came this way, and now y'all got the crud, so sorry about that, man.
The Thunder looked better. The Thunder looked better tonight.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. You know, I thought, to me, the story of the game was, and Billy Donovan likes to talk about this, and Thunder fans probably think it's a load of crap, but he's not as concerned as much about wins and losses as he is about, like, the way that they play. And I thought that tonight they got shots that they wanted. They just didn't fall in most instances. You know, they shoot 45.8%. Actually, I'm looking at the wrong numbers. They were even worse than that. They shoot 43%, and they shoot 29% from three, yet I'm not really disappointed with the shots they got. I just don't think they made a bunch of these shots.
Yeah, Paul George didn't take a lot of bad shots, but he missed 15 of them. You know, Carmelo didn't take a lot of bad shots, but he missed 10 of them. So, you know, I thought the offense was pretty good, considering they went 6 minutes without scoring there in the first quarter.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you go, you have a 6 minute, that's 1/8 of the game.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's, if you end up with a pretty decent offensive numbers, which they sort of did, that's not bad, considering you had that kind of drought.
Yeah, and for some reason, they've had these games in between games where they struggle in terms of second-chance points, and tonight was one of those games. They rebounded a bunch of their misses, yet they were only 4-12 on second-chance points. They were only 3 of 10 on the break. Like, these are areas that the Thunder excels in. They didn't excel in tonight, yet they were still able to get a road win against a good team. Albeit, I will put the asterisk on it that this was not the Anthony Davis we're used to seeing tonight. He was clearly not 100% on that right ankle.
Yeah, and you know, the Thunder held him to 17 shots. The old Anthony Davis to 17 shots, and you're probably going to be in pretty good shape against the Pelicans.
Yeah, and you know, it's crazy to say, you know, you hold a guy to 25 points and that's a good game, but considering that Anthony Davis has scored an average of 36 against them in the last three games, that's actually a good performance for the Thunder against Anthony Davis. So, you know, I really didn't have any issues with the offense, except the fact that the shots weren't falling for them. You know, they got good three-point looks. The one that essentially put the game away was a good look from Paul George that he'd had all night off of a Russell Westbrook pass. And to me, and I kind of wrote about this, the story of the game to me was, you know, we always get on the Thunder about time and place in terms of shots, you know, correcting themselves. And tonight they did the work they needed to get themselves second opportunities, but Russell Westbrook still took a bad three in the fourth quarter. He took a bad three with 9 seconds left on the clock, and it led to another three on the other end, and all of a sudden the Pelicans have life. The Thunder gets a timeout. Westbrook comes out, immediately gets a screen, scores at the rim, and in the next position he finds Paul George for that great corner three-pointer. So I'm happy for the Thunder from the standpoint that Westbrook screwed up. He probably knew he screwed up by taking that shot, and then they came back and corrected it the way they were supposed to and just ran the offense that they were running all night.
Yeah, and that was a beautiful pass to George in the corner. Because that was, you know, wasn't like he was – I mean, he was open, but it wasn't a clear path pass. He had to sort of thread it over the New Orleans defense, and George even had to leap for the pass. So it was nice. That was a very nice play. But they made good plays down the stretch. You know, they got – you play the whole game. You want to blow a team out, but most times you don't. You play the whole game to sort of take command with 2 minutes left, and that's what the Thunder did. And then you just have to play solid, and that's what they did. You know, they had the 8-10, 11-point lead with 4 or 5 minutes left and kept it and then held off New Orleans. So it's a nice win, a nice way to break the goofy three-game losing streak that it sort of demoralized everyone. Just, you know, after that game Friday night, coming off a loss at San Antonio, just ultimate discouragement, I think, from people in Thunderland, and I couldn't blame them. For the team seemed to be spiraling in the wrong direction.
Yeah. And I think it's important to keep perspective because – you know, one game can swing you from the 4 or 5 to the 8. And if the Thunder has one bad night, now granted they had three bad endings to games in a row, which got people down, but you know, it's as easy as winning one game and you're back to the 5, which the Thunder is back to right now. I don't think it's ever as bad as it seems. And then I think that this game is even a positive from the standpoint that they played the way that they're supposed to play. And there's upside because the shots didn't fall. And to see, granted, Russell Westbrook still took a bad shot, I thought, there in the last sequences where he shot that three. To see him come back and correct himself, I thought was – I think it's partly sad that we're still trying to look for, like, silver linings in the Russell Westbrook experience, like, 10 years in. Like, that's stuff he should know not to do by now. But like, it was almost like he couldn't help himself. He had shot no threes up to that point, yet he had to like take that three, and it put him in a bad position. But you know, kudos for him coming back and correcting himself. Thunder playing better than they did, in the previous few games. The defense was better tonight. They did a great job on Anthony Davis, and that's the close that you need when it comes down to these games where every game makes a difference now.
I actually thought Westbrook, well, he had some monster numbers and had some good decision-making. He still had sort of a shaky game, 7 turnovers.
And he started 0 for 5. And, I mean, yeah, he was right. Way off to start. His shot was right. Way off.
And 5 personal fouls. He's got to watch. You know, he fouled out, was it the Portland game? He can't get in foul trouble.
Yeah.
He can't do that. He's got to cut that out. He's got to be out there. So, to me, that's sort of a scary trend here. He's going to have to watch that.
Yeah, and you know, Carmelo Anthony got in foul trouble too, which isn't necessarily a bad thing sometimes because it gives Jeremy Grant an opportunity to play a little bit more. But it was interesting when Carmelo got in foul trouble that Billy Donovan also took Paul George out essentially around the same time, and we're used to seeing Paul George play that entire first quarter. What did you think about Billy Donovan kind of shaking things up in that regard and taking Paul George and taking him out a little bit earlier than he usually does?
Well, I think Billy, and he talked about it after the game, Billy's clearly just going to try something. You know, he also only played 9 guys tonight. No Terrence Ferguson and no Josh Eustace. Only 9 guys. That's sort of a playoff type rotation. But when you look at, he had been playing the last several weeks, actually, seemed like. Paul George playing first 14 minutes of the game.
Right.
None of that tonight. He gets out early, and I can't remember, the Thunder struggled some when he went out. But in the second quarter, when he came back in, he was red hot.
Yeah, he came out with fire.
11 points, I think. I think he scored 11 points the first 3 or 4 or 5 minutes of the second quarter. So Billy may be trying something new here. We'll have to see if that holds. He said it was not a New Orleans thing. It was just a strategic thing that he wanted to try. So we'll see if that continues moving forward.
Yeah, you know, cutting Terrence Ferguson out of the rotation is something Brett and I have discussed before. Terrence Ferguson will probably play down the stretch of these games or whatever, but you know, when the playoffs come, you're going to want to limit his minutes and or not play him at all, because Terrence Ferguson is going to be a foul machine and he's just the odd man out in terms of the rotation. You need to get those minutes probably to Abrines and Jeremy Grant. But it was curious because Paul George has just gotten used to playing that entire first quarter, and I think that Billy Donovan has worked really hard to cater to those three guys in terms of their playing time and what they feel comfortable doing. And at first I thought it was a Carmelo Anthony situation where Carmelo went out so quick with those three fouls that he was kind of using, you know, Paul George, taking him off early so he can kind of, you know, kind of stagger the minutes a little bit differently. But he also said that he wanted to play Russell Westbrook more, a little bit more with that second unit too. And, you know, we're going to see a little bit more in the playoffs of Russell Westbrook and Raymond Felton on the court at the same time. So I guess it's the right time to do that. And if it can result in a win and still produce good shots for guys, I don't have a problem with it. You know, the Thunder even left some on the table in terms of the shooting, as I've said probably 6,000 times by now. But there was a stretch in the third quarter where I really thought they lost their opportunity to put the game away. They held the Pelicans scoreless for 3 minutes, and they only came away with 3 points in those 3 minutes. And they held the Pelicans to 0-for-3 from the field. They forced 3 turnovers. And the Pelicans were just bumbling the ball all over the place all night anyway. This was a high turnover game. The Thunder ended up committing 18. The Pelicans had 21. But the Pelicans in particular were just completely sloppy with the ball. Anthony Davis had that breakaway dunk wide open with nobody on him, and he just dribbles the ball off of his leg or something. It was a game where you kept thinking to yourself, or at least I did watching it here, that the longer the Thunder lets the Pelicans hang around, the better chance the Pelicans have of just stealing this game away from them. And frankly, if Anthony Davis was fully healthy tonight, I think the Pelicans might have won, because he missed a couple dunks. He missed that breakaway layup. I mean, he had about 6 or 8 sure points that he usually flushes off of lobs that he didn't tonight. But that stretch in the third quarter where they go scoreless the Pelicans go scoreless for 3 minutes, the Thunder scores 3. You know, I asked a couple of guys about that in terms of, like, what's the mentality like when you're missing good shots? You're creating good shots, but you're missing good shots. And Steven Adams was like, look, those are the, like, our coach is okay with that. We're taking these good shots. As long as we continue to produce good shots, our coach is going to be okay with that, so we got to be okay with that. And I think that's how they got to continue to approach it. Like, particularly a guy like Russell Westbrook, who, you know, he has a tendency, and sometimes this is good, to say, all right, screw it, I'll just do it myself. But I think that's better when the Thunder's just not generating any kind of offensive movement or any kind of good shots. But tonight was different. They were getting good shots. They were getting their own rebounds. And when it came down to that last play to get it to a two-possession game, Russell Westbrook making that pass was kind of I think it kind of encapsulated the entire night for me in terms of the Thunder just passing and creating shots. Don't know if you saw any other games around the league tonight, Barry, but the Jazz put it on the Timberwolves.
Yeah, in Minneapolis.
Yeah, the Jazz are playing some ball, man.
Yeah, they're a load. That's good. That kept the Thunder in fifth. If Minnesota had won, the T-Wolves would have been in fifth. So I think it was good for the Thunder that Utah won. It's going to be tough for the Thunder to stay in fifth, but if they keep winning, you know, that's what they got to do now if they want to be fifth. And I think that's what they want to do. You don't want to go to Portland.
Yeah.
You don't want to play the Warriors. You don't want to play the Rockets. So you better try to hold on to fifth.
Yeah, good win. Good win for Utah, and a particularly helpful win for the Thunder because Minnesota's got the tiebreaker over them. If Utah finishes anywhere, you know, if Utah and the Thunder finish with the same record, you know, the Thunder would jump them because of the tiebreaker. So the Thunder is a Utah fan right now. Whenever it comes down to the Jazz playing ball. But you know, I'm curious about if they can still get to the four. I think that San Antonio got a good win tonight over Houston. But I still think there's a chance the Thunder can get to the four. I think they're only a half game out of the four, actually. Yeah, they are, and they're a half game out of six, too. But it would be interesting if San Antonio fell off and Utah got to the five and the Thunder and Utah were in that 4-5, which would have to be the scenario with which the Thunder could get the four, because San Antonio's got the tiebreaker over the Thunder based on all kinds of convoluted nonsense that I'm still trying to wrap my head around. I think a conference record is the key one there. But, you know, if the Thunder can get that four and host Utah in a playoff series, even though Utah's playing really well, I think they'd have to feel pretty good about just being a home team in that regard.
Yeah. You definitely want to be the home squad. I actually think it's going to be very difficult unless the Thunder wants to win out. I think it's going to be tough to get to four. You'd have to pass San Antonio, so that means you got to finish ahead of San Antonio. Oklahoma City's one of the good news is they're going to play. They've only got one game left against a team that's fighting for playoff seeding, and that game at Miami might not even exist in that regard when they get to it, because Miami could be locked into eighth. They're in eighth right now in the East. So that's a week from Monday, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, Golden State doesn't really, they're locked in at number two. Houston's going to be locked in at number one. Memphis is out. So the Thunder is through, virtually through with teams that are really worried about playoff positioning. And in fact, Miami might prefer to be eighth and play Toronto rather than play Boston. So, you know, the Thunder's going to have that edge going down the rest of the season.
Yeah, and they, you know, and then they get two games this week against some really unpredictable squads in terms of who they're going to send out. While Golden State and Houston are, you know, two best teams in the West, we don't know who's going to play for Golden State yet. Steph's for sure out, and then we talked about this already before on the podcast, but, you know, Houston's a national TV game, but at the same time, they don't have anything to play for. Houston has absolutely nothing to play for in terms of the rest of the season. They're going to be the one, and they might find opportunities to rest guys in this stretch of the season, you know, circumvent the league rules in some way and make up some excuses and say, oh, well, this guy's got a foot, or this guy's got this or that.
Well, today was a national televised game. Houston and Chris Paul sat out.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could definitely see him do that. Now, James Harden really doesn't sit out hardly ever, but Chris Paul would always be a candidate to sit out.
Yeah, and I don't see why he shouldn't with his injury history and how important he is to the Rockets' playoff chances. You know, Chris Paul's a guy who typically – well, not, I wouldn't say typically, but he has a history of breaking down. You know, he broke down with the Clippers, and, you know, he's had injuries this season. So there's no reason to really play him, so that could play in the Thunder's favor. Now, of course, the Thunder could go out there and just lose too. This team still hasn't put together any consistency over the course of the season, which is just hilarious to me. But, yeah, good win for the Thunder tonight. Up next against Golden State, what do you think we're going to get from that?
Golden State, I sort of look at it this way. I think it's a way for the Thunder to get sort of back in the saddle in a good way. Golden State sort of brings out the best in Westbrook in terms of his competitive spirit. I've noticed Westbrook being a little down emotionally. I thought he was sort of really not himself Friday night against Denver. I saw his confidence seem to wane a little. Now it's back some tonight, but you know, it'll be up for Golden State. There's not any doubt about it. That's the, you know, Thunder needs the fearless Russell Westbrook to prosper. So I'm hoping that the Warriors can bring out the best in Westbrook and sort of get him primed and pumped for the playoffs.
Yeah, it'd be nice if they could play Golden State or Toronto every night, because you'd see the Thunder that everybody loves to watch. But you know, another good night in Oklahoma City. Thunder land, bounce back against the Pelicans. Anything else you want to add before we sign off here, Barry?
No, just I keep telling myself, don't overreact. Don't overreact.
One way or
losses.
The other. Yeah.
Don't overreact to the wins, because it's easy to do and it's natural to do, but it snaps back the other way pretty quickly.
Yeah, and you got to look at it relative. And you know, granted, the Thunder's underachieved massively this season. Now you're at the point where you have to look at it relative to the people that are around them too. You know, San Antonio's not ripping off 8 games in a row. Minnesota's struggling. You know, the Jazz have been playing really well, but the Pelicans, they're struggling. You know, if you look at just these teams in their last 10 games, like Thunder 6-4, Minnesota's 5-5. The Pelicans are 4-6. The Nuggets are a 500 team. The Clippers are a below 500 team. The Jazz and the Spurs are the only two teams in that cluster of teams in the West that are really playing above 500 ball right now, including the Thunder. So you got to say that, you know, despite the Thunder struggles, they're hanging in there and they're putting a little bit together in terms of trying to get into the 5 spot and secure themselves a decent playoff series, because they don't want to go to Portland. We've discussed this.
No,
that is not a thing that they want to do.
That's exactly right. 4th or 5th has got to be the Thunder's mantra.
Yes. All right, Barry. I'll see you back in Oklahoma City. Thanks for joining us on the podcast tonight, friends. Download, subscribe, listen, and give us your thoughts on Twitter. I'm at Eric Horn. Okay, that's Eric with a K. And Brett will be back after Golden State. Hopefully, we can get his voice right. Thanks for joining us.